Morning!
Morning!
Welcome to the India Explained podcast, recorded in London and San Francisco. One take, unscripted, no rehearsal.
Hey Bunty, welcome back. And again, welcome to our listeners also. So Bunty, I thought for our final story today, we'll do something that, you know, occasionally you and I just discuss. And we did a tweet about this that, unfortunately, you know, despite sending, you know, a rocket to Mars or whatever that rover thing and genuine achievements of all kinds in the arts, sciences, philosophy, we are still known in the world and internally for producing lots of godmen. But what does it take to produce a godman, right? That was the tweet. Like, a lot of these guys just declare themselves godmen by fiat. So, you know, I mean, this seems to me that this is a full, like, lucrative industry.
Yes. I think there's godman coaching. I think given the amount of godmen that there are in India, there is probably a coaching center which takes classes to turn people, normal people, into godmen. Right? And let's kind of dissect what would be the 7 or 8 key requisites. And I think I'm referring back to your tweet. I don't know whether you made the case for facial hair.
I did not.
One of the necessary things that you have to do is have a facial hair, like a long beard, and to be honest, an engaging smile, right? Which a smile and a beard that has stood testament to your struggles. Because, you know, so there has to be some kind of tragic backstory, the tragic leading to the magic. So those two elements. So my first shout out would be, if you go to this tutorial for Baba Bazi, the first thing is, after pass, do you have beard or not? Right? So if you accidentally don't have a beard, then go away, come back when you're sporting a decent beard.
Four, five years,
come back with a beard. And the second question, when they say, oh, you've got a beard, give me a smile. Because the photogenic element, because you have to assume that your picture will be hanging behind the desk of shady industrialists, you know, and a certain smile, you know, main dekh raha hu, tere liye main hu, you know, this main hu na, that kind of smile. It's not like a joke smile. It's not like, you know, ha ha ha, very nice joke smile. No, no, no. This smile has to be that, you know, I will unlock SBI credit for you. That kind of smile.
Assuring.
Assuring, overloaded with like financial possibilities. That kind of. So those are the first tutorial checks that you have to go. Okay. Now, over to you. What are the other things that you look for?
The first thing I'm going to just take from you, because I think you put it very nicely, that there has to be, the magic has to be based on the tragic. That's a beautiful sentence. So, in other words, you have to create a kind of backstory which can have some tenuous connection to the truth. And we've seen Modi, for instance, and, you know, Modi's an interesting guy because he has the beard, he has the smile, he has the charisma, and in some ways he functions like a godman, now that you mention it. And, you know, this story about, you know, I served chai and this, which is very dubious. I was underground during the emergency. So there has to be some kind of story like that, even if its relationship to reality is sketchy. So this Baba, this Sadhguru Vasudev, for instance, he has a very odd story that he met his wife when I think she was still married to another man. So they had a relationship. You know, I don't know the circumstances of it, whether they both fell in love or, you know, he was some, you know, sort of seductive Casanova like charmer or whatever. But, you know, that assumes she didn't have any agency. But whatever, let's assume it was a relationship where there was no coercion. What happens is that his wife dies suddenly, and his excuse has always been that he says they were performing a special kind of puja with the in front of a Shiv Mahalingam, and she drew so much energy that she died, which is, you know, and that it was voluntary because, you know, she had reached this evolved yogic state. Her father was very suspicious about this and claimed she had been poisoned. There was a case filed, which, like, you know, most cases in these circumstances was, you know, done away with. The Baba probably, Vasudev probably had political connections by then. And he then very quickly cremated her body because he claimed that she had achieved something called Mahasamadhi and it was very auspicious. Now, in any other country, to dispose of a body where someone has died suddenly would be disposed, you know, would be a crime in itself. In India, it may or may not be, I don't know. But he has taken this, you know, story And, you know, something where the wife's father accused him, as, and he actually had a police case and investigation, has been spun into his tragedy. So there has to be some kind of story of, you know, that kind, definitely. And then there has to be some angle of yoga and breathing.
Achha, now, listen, we don't want to drift into one type of Baba Bazi because, you know, we are kind of thinking the kind of Swami line.
Huh.
But this Fakirpanti that also happens in India, which is prevalent in the Muslim community.
Or
I think one of the...
Yeah, yeah, or the shady priest, right? Like that
yeah.
rapist
so,
priest, Father Franco, yeah. raping nuns and
so,
all.
So again, cut to this tutorial center that is preparing you for being a Baba.
So it's a if secular you, center, right? It's a secular
yeah,
center.
Yeah, a secular center. Huh. Every candidate, you get a choice as you walk up. Do you want to be a Baba for the Hindus or do you want to be a Fakir or peer-based rock star for the Muslims, right? And occasionally you'll get one of these Christian guys.
Huh.
But I my call out is for the peer-based Muslim types. There's going to be some kind of nominal physical deformity, right? So either a missing eye or a limb, because every time there's a popular representation of a fakir, right? You know, Kana Fakir or, you know, Langra Fakir, you know, I struggle to get a kind of impression of a whole, like a fakir with all body parts in place, right? So there the tragedy is like actually a physical manifestation that this guy lost an arm. And then Allah stepped in.
Right, right.
And with the on the Hindu side of the thing, as you said, dead bodies have vanished, right? So those seem to us, like obviously where facial hair, I think facial hair is compulsory, beards.
Right, right.
It's compulsory. I think the kind of jewelry people wear pulls in different directions. But dead bodies is another thing. And then as the tutorial classes progress, right, because, you know, we were talking entry level. Then at level one, you have to find a few rich business politician nexus,
mm-hmm.
the sweet spot.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably find a kind of state where kind of transportation and road quality is poor. And let me elaborate why I'm saying that. Because it means that regularly you have to be... go and as you're traveling, your car will break down and you will have kind of majlises or gatherings in the middle of nowhere, right? Which nobody would have thought of. But this kind of politician, business, industrialist nexus is the next category, next kind of qualifier that you need to have. What were the other things that you had in your list?
Well, you know, I don't remember sort of offhand, but I think that coming up with some kind of nonsense, rubbish concept like, you know, inner engineering or hacking the soul or something like this. And the industrialist point is spot on. I'll extend that to celebrities because when you think of that, Sai Baba, not Shirdi Sai Baba, but the Satya Sai Baba, the guy with the afro who, you know, had charges of pedophilia, among other things, against him. Like Sachin Tendulkar, Ratan Tata, a number of people were his devotees. And it just kind of boggles the mind, you know. And when you think of the power that these celebrities have, it's pretty crazy. So, yeah, I would say that, you know, come up with some completely bogus concept. And then in the Hindu case, there's an obsession with scientificity. And I think in the right. Muslim case often, and in the Hindu case also, there's like this little bit of miracle working and black magic, of course, right?
Correct. This kind of jadubazi.
Amulets, you know, black eye, black thread.
Correct. You know, and I remember when I used to go to, in school, there were these guys who would go and take different types of kind of dharas from babas, right?
Yeah.
So over and above their revision, right, they'd go and take help, supernatural help from babas and fakirs to see them through. And I'm talking class 7, huh? This
yeah,
is not
yeah,
even
yeah,
full level.
Yeah.
Then the question was, are all of these guys, right, would get completely slammed in their exams, but that would stop them the next year from going back to the same Baba. So
new Baba.
I don't know whether new Baba or same Baba, but or new Fakir, old Fakir, I don't know. But I'm just thinking the underlying presumption of faithfulness or the belief system is unquestioning, man. Because whether you get an outcome or you don't get an outcome, irrespective of that, you carry on believing. So this kind of power that you need to have over people, that irrespective of outcome,
that
you continue to support my cause, is a brilliant one.
Yeah, and you know what's very interesting out here is because, and there's always an explanation, right? God works in mysterious ways. He's testing you more first. And I mean, we can have a reaction about people being gullible, but to me what's interesting here is that, you know, I actually understand completely why people go there. You know, anyone who's going through a difficult time, you want whatever support you can get. And that's what makes this so tragic. And in many cases, for many people, it is, regardless of your background, I'm going to just stop myself there for a minute and say, regardless of your background, tragedy can strike anyone. But if you are poor, there are a lot of things that are preventable and don't have to be tragedies, right? Your child doesn't have to die, just because you lack access to a hospital, right? Something of that kind. But to me, the larger conditions, the political economy that leads people to have to rely on these babas, it reflects a complete failure of the Indian state. Because what's happened is that the state has failed to provide dignity, decency, protection, equality, and basic services to vast, vast swaths of its citizens. And that's why, you know, you have to rely on these guys. The final point I'll just make is that sometimes there are, you know, these guys will have like some kind of element from the animal kingdom. Like, you know, there'll be a parrot who'll like, you know, pick out some prediction, or there'll be some snake or some, you know, there'll be some like, some monkey.
No, you're right. The animal kingdom involvement is like level 3. Like once you've got your kind of basic set of tricks set. No, the one last point I will make is, so we've kind of dissed Babas and Fakirs, right? Yeah. Because this Baba Bazi and Fakir Panti, is doing a lot of damage to public secular culture. Now, the one thing that I want to say in closing is this. I actually draw a lot of joy reading horoscopes, in the magazines, not like formal hardcore horoscopes, but in the magazine. So my call sign or birth sign is Aries, right? So every weekend, Saturday and Sunday, there are two papers, and I read the Aries paragraph for both the publications, right? Mm. And what is hilarious is how the tone changes from Saturday to Sunday.
Mm.
So Saturday, that, you know, my astrology says that, or 1/12 of humanity, because I think there are 12 star signs or 9 star signs, and you divide 7 billion people by that. So that's the kind of club that you're in. So that pronouncement has to hold true for 1/12 of humanity, right? And I just think it's fantastic, because if you read that, kind of stuff, which I do, it's at the back, and you see the variances. And I think that this Baba Bazi is just, you know, I take your point that, you know, in a difficult time, in a dark time, you look therapeutically for answers that are not forthcoming from your friends or family, and you want to lean on a greater power, right? Mm-hmm. And I get that. But I'm just questioning in this story is that these intermediates that you have, right? Are they the right intermediate? Are they the middlemen who can get you to access that spirituality? And my last point is, I have never seen a Saturday horoscope and a Sunday horoscope for Aries match. Everything was topsy-turvy, man. That's my final thought.
That's brilliant. So, Banti, I want to take a minute more. Like, you know, we did, I think in an earlier episode way back, you mentioned, like, you know, that book Linda Goodman and all, which had a cult following, right? Like, yeah. along with Milan Kundera and Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance, like every middle-class household in India with some intellectual pretensions at Linda Goodman. But I want to, you know, so we need to do this stuff about astrology. And I'll tell you why I remember it. Because I went to an all-boys school till the 10th standard in Calcutta. I think did you. I had a friend who said that he was pissed off because he said that, you know, every week, all I see is like, love is in the air. Like, and he said that, and he was a heterosexual. And he said the only, like, woman, or, you know, you will meet, like, an interesting woman. He said the only woman I've seen is the principal who's a nun, Sister Claudia Anthony, and she caned my ass this week. So, I mean, and it's interesting. And the same guy, he had also made a very disgruntled point, because if you remember that for ICSC, we had a book of poems called Panorama.
Right.
And there was a poem by Byron, like, she walks in beauty like the night of coldless climes and, you know, starry skies and all that's best of meat of light and bright or whatever. meet in her aspect, analyze something. So his point was like, you know, you bastard, all boys school, only person we see is Sister Claudia Anthony, only woman. Why are they teaching us all of this? I mean, he would always come back to Sister Claudia Anthony, which is another thing. But, I mean, it was a good point. He said that, you know, 3-4 years, your love is in the air, you will meet someone special, kuch nahi ho raha hai. So, this was building up rich, and so, you know, anyway, I ramble. So,
No, that's a good one. Yeah. Well, look, let's end on that note, Roy. Let's call it a day. Okay, chalo, take care. Thank you so much for listening to us. Rohit and Bunty would like to sign off. Please stay tuned. Follow us on India Explained on Twitter. Keep listening. Thank you for all your support.